This week, the Persian Gulf Sheikhdom of Dubai held its biannual air show, a time when airplane manufacturers flock to lucrative markets in the Middle East. This year, they were not disappointed, with reports of record sales in the oil-rich region. NPR's Ivan Watson visited the air show and sent this reporter's notebook.
The flashiest parts of the Dubai air show were the stunt planes, which flew in formation and drew a heart with an arrow through it with their smoke trails. But the main attraction of all things was a commercial passenger jet, the new double-decker Airbus A380, which is manufactured in Europe and can seat more than 850 passengers. This week, a Saudi billionaire prince made headlines when he ordered one of the $300 million A380s for himself. Newspapers dubbed it his flying palace. I asked Gary Scott, an executive at the Canadian plane manufacturer Bombardier, to give me a tour of his company's much smaller private jets.
Full stand-up cabin, a larger lav, more spacious room for the 8 seats.
What's the price tag on this plane?
The price of the Challenger 300 is 22. Yeah, it's between 20 and 22 million U.S.
You have to wait 3 years to get one of these.
Yeah, unfortunately you do, because there's such a demand, and we've been ramping up production as quickly as we can.
Scott says the private plane market used to be dominated by Europe and North America, but it's now exploding in the Middle East, Russia, and Asia. The most jarring thing about this air show was seeing private planes for the filthy rich displayed just a few yards away from arms manufacturers who advertised missiles and smart bombs. Textron Systems' presentation for its sensor-fused weapon, or SFW, looked like a video game.
We're jammed up on Highway 8 north of Gila. Can you help?
Roger, I have a loadout of SFWs and Mark 82s.
Lead a box car pattern.
The video showed how the weapon scattered bomblets and destroyed an entire Iraqi tank column during the U.S. invasion of Iraq.
The strike destroyed vehicles, including tanks.
During this five-day show, airplane manufacturers sold entire fleets of close to $80 billion worth of commercial passenger planes to oil-rich Middle Eastern countries. I bet the arms dealers did pretty well here, too.
NPR's Ivan Watson. This is NPR News.